from the Mercy One studio.
John Leonetti in the Morning is sponsored by R&R Realty Group, Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Plaza Dental Group, and Blessman International.
Welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com and on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thank you so much for joining me today. We made it to a Friday, August 16th. We have a jam-packed show for you today. Not a lot of room. Father Andrew Winchittle is in the house. Going to talk to him about Sunday's gospel, a spiritual chat this morning. Good morning, Father.
Morning.
Belle Chase is going to be on at 7:15 today. Belle is the director of development here for Iowa Catholic Radio, and we have our Carathon coming up here very soon, so we're going to talk about that. Giancarlo Bernini is going to be on at 7:45 today. I love that name, Giancarlo. That he is a Catholic magician, isn't that great? He's astounded international audiences with incredible magic show experiences with multiple national television and radio appearances under his belt, including Penn and Teller, Fool Us, and the Jennifer Fulweiler Show using the art of illusion. So there's a great story on him. We're going to talk about how he uses magic to evangelize at 7:45. It'll be a little different today. We won't be able to do any magic shows over the radio or magic tricks over the radio. But we'll see. We'll leave all those up to Deacon Tony. Jimmy Olsen in for Mark Amadeo this morning. We'll have your weather straight from the desk of Channel 13 meteorologist Megan Selwa. And we have your saint of the day coming up in the second half hour as well. Hopefully all of you had a blessed Assumption and invoke the intercession of Our Lady as we should every day last night into your life. A beautiful Mass at St. Pius from Father Ryan Andrew last night, so my family experienced a lot of graces and blessings just being present at Holy Mass, especially to honor Our Lady. Let's honor our Lord right now and offer our entire day to Him.
God our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Jimmy Olsen in for Mark Amadeo.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
All right. You going out to the fair today?
Yeah, as soon as we get done with that last traffic report, head out.
Is the bishop live from the show today?
Yep. Great. Bishop will be live from the fair once again this week. And this will be our last live broadcast.
Will it really?
From the Iowa State Fair.
Fair. I thought you meant for the bishop.
No, for the fair, because then this is the last weekend of the fair.
Right.
Yeah.
This is it.
It all gets wrapped up.
I only went, how many times did I go? Twice. You know, normally I go a lot more than that.
Just two?
Yeah, I just went two times.
What's wrong with you?
I think I did. No, I went three. I went the first day of the fair. The whole day was the fair with my mother and my two kids. Okay. Teresa had to work that day, so then I went and worked the booth.
Right.
Yeah, so that was it.
Not too bad. It is going to be a warm one as we get into the final weekend of the Iowa State Fair from the WHO Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, 66, at the Iowa Catholic Radio Mercy One studio today. Mix of sun and clouds, high of 82 tonight. Going to get down to about 62, and then tomorrow, chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, a high of 84 as we look ahead to the final day of the fair. Showers and thunderstorms early. Those are likely a high of 88, and then back to work next week. Mix of sun and clouds on Monday and a high of 92. Today is day number 9 of the Iowa State Fair. Making your way out to the fair, stop by the Iowa Catholic Radio booth on the west side of the Annabelle Riley stage as in the Heartland with Bishop Pates. That will be live from the fair starting at 9 o'clock this morning. Yesterday at noon, Iowa became the 11th state to allow sports betting. Betting is allowed on professional, collegiate, and international sports events. It also legalized fantasy sports contests and internet fantasy sports betting. The outlets of Des Moines and Altoona announced yesterday plans to open a Kate Spade New York store. Kate Spade is best known for handbags, jewelry, footwear, home decor, and so much more. Kate Spade joins Polo, Ralph Lauren, Michael Kors, Brooks Brothers, Tommy Hilfiger, and all the other stores out the outlets of Des Moines. Kate Spade, New York, is expected to open in November. Today's sports report brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. The Iowa Cubs played yesterday and lost to Memphis 5-0. Also, the Cubs in Major League, they lost to the Phillies 7-5. The Twins beat the Rangers 13-6, and Cardinals, they lost to the Reds 2-1, and it was the White Sox, their loss to the Angels 8-7. The Dallin Catholic Sports Calendar, it was the season opener yesterday for boys golf, and they lost to Ames by 7 strokes. Our next high school sports broadcast on Iowa Catholic Radio is the Dallin Catholic High School season opener football. That is Friday, August 30th against Waukee at Valley Stadium. Kickoffs at 7. Broadcast starts at 6:30 right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. From the WHO Channel 13 Weather Desk and Meteorologist Megan Silva, 66, the Iowa Catholic Radio Mercy One Studio. Mix of sun and clouds today, high of 82. This has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports Update on John Leonetti in the Morning. We'll have traffic next. For Mark Amadeo, I'm Jimmy Olson.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Things are starting well on a Friday morning. It's about a 7-minute drive for you from the West Mixer to downtown, as well as the East Mixer to downtown on 235. Thanks to Builderkin Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builderkin has a transparent team, strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Oh, the Cubs. They're going to give me a heart attack, man. Deacon Tony, what do you have to say about it?
It's going to be a real struggle the rest of the way out. Oh,
been a struggle the whole year. I don't know what to say, dude. Walk off grand slam against those Cubbies last night. A lot of prayers for them. How about it?
Yep.
Look at Father over there.
They get to the bullpen and then
totally unfazed. What, you don't like the Cubs, Father?
Wow.
What? You're not a Cubs fan?
Imputing not liking it just because I'm not. I look over
his face. His face is. Straight face. All right, you ready?
Maybe God has bigger things to
worry about. Yeah, I think he's got bigger things to worry about, like what we're going to do with our coach, the Cubs, right? How we set the world on fire? Well, the Lord says he's going to do it himself. I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing.
That's
a great
right.
line.
Yeah, it's and if you're not careful, you think he's wanting to do violence to us, and that's certainly not the case. This is one of those really hard passages of Scripture. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on earth?
Yeah.
No, I tell you, but rather division. And this is the same Jesus who in another part of Scripture prays that we might all be one. So how do we reconcile that, if at all possible? And I think certainly Jesus doesn't necessarily want division, but it's a natural consequence
right.
of bringing the truth, the gospel, to us, that there are some people in reality who, for whatever reason, will reject it, and there are some who will accept it. And this is reflected even in our liturgy, that we say that he died for many. He prefers to die for all and save all. But some people will reject that offer of salvation.
I believe it's in Matthew where Matthew kind of draws this out a little bit more. I mean, he says, I come as a sword, right? I will divide even household families, you know, mother against daughter, son against father. And he kind of keeps going on this, you know. And it can be difficult to think, well, what is the Lord talking about here? He's talking about division. Aren't we about unity? And he's talking about dividing even households. And don't we want households together? And the play here that theologians have expressed, and this is really Matthew's gospel. I want to say it's Matthew, folks, but don't hold me accountable to it, please. But the play here is that Christ Jesus compels us to make a decision. You know, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You know, if you reject that, you're on one side of the fence. If you are accepting that, you're on the other side, right? What does a sword do but it cuts? So it automatically divides. So Jesus Christ, who came to earth, no one can be indifferent to him. That doesn't make sense. And I frankly don't have any respect for that, for indifference to Jesus. Well, he's just a good guy, or he's a nice guy. I mean, it's either you know, they dropped everything and followed him, or they rejected him. They nailed him to a tree. I mean, you see the complete opposite ends here, and that's what Jesus Christ compels us to do. I think in our culture today, it's been kind of watered down a little bit. We don't see that or experience that enough. You know, relativism has really kind of seeped very deep in our culture here in America, where everything can be true. But Jesus here is saying that's not the way it is. You know, I mean, I come not to bring... I myself will divide. It's just a matter of which side you're on. You're either for me or against me.
And you got it when you said the tree. That's what we can always look to, is the cross. And he refers to this with this line here: "There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished." So there it is. It's his passion, death, and resurrection that we can always look to. That division that he's causing, it's really us who's causing it, because we're making that choice to reject the gospel, to reject him. But that's temporary. We can turn back. And so he intends division not as permanent,
right,
but as a temporary means to bring about that ultimate unity with him on the cross, mm-hmm, and even beyond that, with him in eternal life.
Right. I mean, he's praying constantly, and we know that all will be one. But he also understands this is the natural consequence of what he's come to do, right? I mean, we all have free will. Mm-hmm. There are going to be some who have rejected it. He says, you know, the road to perdition, the road to hell is wide. You know, the road to eternal life is very narrow. I mean, he really over and over again is constantly saying, look, you have a choice in this. And I think that's something for all of us to be able to take away today. This isn't a one-time decision for us. We know that as Catholics. We may have taken the Lord in yesterday, and we can completely reject him today. It's just another day today that we're afforded this opportunity. Which side are we on? Are we on his? Are we going to take him on in our life today? You know, are we going to do everything we can with him and for him today? Enter into relationship with him today? And that's just a good little spiritual inventory to be able to take every single day of our lives, and this is the gospel for it. It's a shorter one. Last week's was pretty long. Mm-hmm. So this one, we're shortening it up a little bit, but boy, it packs the same punches right there. Jesus says, I have come to set the world, the earth, on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. What does it blaze with? His love. All right, coming up right after this, Belle Chase is going to be on to talk about our next Carathon, which is very close, just over a week away. Belle's here, I believe, and I think Tony Calumet, our executive director of Iowa Catholic Radio, is going to come in with her. So we'll have that for you coming up at 7:15 today. And Giancarlo Bernini is going to be on at 7:45. I got to ask him if that's his real name, because he's a Catholic magician. He's been featured on national television shows with his magic, especially on Penn & Teller. And he is going to be talking about today how he uses magic to evangelize. So I'm really looking forward to talking to Giancarlo Bernini. I just want to keep saying his name, Giancarlo Bernini, because I love it. All right, all coming up here on this Friday, August 16th. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. So I was at Mass yesterday at the Assumption, of course, at St. Pius. Good. And a woman...
Glad you went to
Thank
Mass.
You. I did. And a woman came up to me afterwards. She said, are you John Leonetti? And I said, yes. And she said, well, I got my roof done off of your suggestion of the person that underwrites your show, Dean Bell. And I said, well, great. And she said, I hired him to come out. And then I find out as he's doing the roof, he's not even Catholic. I said, I know. I said, and he underwrites the show. I said, hey, you know, we get a few non-Catholics that underwrite the show. I said, interesting enough, I said, he's the first person, on this show, to underwrite this show that's not Catholic. But he said, you know, this is the first show he's ever done anything for advertising in 30 years. And so she was very impressed. I said, how'd it go? She said, it was wonderful. She really appreciated his work, and she got to talk to him about the Lord a little bit. Dean Bell, Bell Construction Residential Re-Roofs. Boy, he's a good man. 963-4494 Residential Re-Roofs, 963-4494.
Thank you, Blessment International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessment International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmentinternational.org. That's blessmentinternational.org.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here, and I want to thank Plaza Dental Group for underwriting my show. Plaza Dental Group makes their patients feel comfortable and right at home, like one of the family. Catholic-owned, they offer cosmetic dentistry and implants, six-month smiles, and Invisalign, an alternative to traditional braces, along with mercury-free dentistry. Plaza Dental Group, comfortable dentistry. 515-344-3523. Online at dmsmiles.com.
Here's to your health with Dr. Carla Monday mornings at 10 on Iowa Catholic Radio, online at iowacatholicradio.com or on the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
R&R Realty, helping you live your life for God through programs like Here's to Your Health on Iowa Catholic Radio.
We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit.
Thank you to Blessman International for underwriting the show. Dr. Jim Blessman, been with us now a little over a year. The work they continue to do, it's heroic. You know, we were talking to Ellen Miller yesterday on Mary's Meals and all the work they do and just how much they've grown. And you see that in Blessman International, fostering food secure communities right there in South Africa, offering dignity through provision of basic water and sanitation. They got a great blog on their website as well, magnifying their mission and vision to, within the next 10 years, every child there in South Africa can have access to food, water, and sanitation, and hope through Jesus Christ. BlessmanInternational.org. Thank you for underwriting the show. That's BlessmanInternational.org. Let's go to our next guest of the day, the Director of Development for Iowa Catholic Radio, Belle Chase.
Good
Hi, Belle.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine this morning. Is it Development Director or Director of Development?
Either way.
All right, it works.
Yes.
We have our Carathon, oh my gosh, over a week away.
Yes, it starts August 26th, ends August 30th.
Okay.
And so we're looking to do our fundraising for our major operational costs so we can continue to bring the Word of God to our listeners and connect people with Christ.
Well, our fall Carathon and our spring Carathons are some of the biggest money raisers that we have for Iowa Catholic Radio. Without them, we'd be in deep trouble, right? Because, I mean, this brings in, in the last few, I mean, we brought in over 100 grand.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of people wonder, why give to Iowa Catholic Radio? And I met with a donor or a supporter a couple weeks ago. And in conversation, I asked, you know, why do you love Iowa Catholic Radio? Why do you support our mission, our station? And, you know, he looked at me and he said, what is a soul worth?
Hmm.
If it was your son or your relative or loved one that Iowa Catholic Radio was able to touch, would it be worth your gift then?
Wow. That's powerful to think about, right?
Very.
I mean, how many people right now are listening that have a son or a daughter that have left the Catholic faith? If I said to you, you know, for $500, it just doesn't work this way. You know that. But if I said $500, your son or daughter would be back to the faith, I think any mom and dad in a second, even if they didn't have it, they'd scrounge it up. They'd go get a job to make that $500. And, you know, every day, because of donations, because of donors, people are hearing Iowa Catholic Radio and lives are changing. We hear those stories on a regular basis. So that's a good way to put it.
Exactly.
I have to use that when I'm on air next week to talk about this, or in a couple weeks. Another reason to give to Iowa Catholic Radio is?
Another reason is because when you give to Iowa Catholic Radio, we are able to go out and proclaim the Word of God mm-hmm. on your behalf. A lot of people are not comfortable evangelizing, but we're called or commanded to evangelize. And if that's not you, if that's not your strength, let us do the work for you. Support our mission, and we'll get out there and evangelize and try to bring the Word of God to people and bring people to Christ.
Everyone's been given different gifts. You know, I mean, some people said, I could never be behind a microphone. Great. I could never do what you do, right? I mean, when there are people, volunteers that are out there working so hard, coming in, and I know you and Tony are calling people and asking, you know, if they for gifts to the radio station. It takes a lot of hours. You get told no a lot. I can easily see myself, you know, getting down on that, but you pick yourself up and keep going. But everyone's got a piece to the puzzle when it comes to magnifying and proclaiming Jesus Christ in his church. It's just a matter of finding which one that is. But here specifically for Iowa Catholic Radio, this is kind of a mission-driven apostolate here over the radio. So we get people that can talk about the Catholic faith, and that's unique. So we want to do the heavy lifting for you when it comes to kind of reasoning out things of the faith, arguing the faith, apologetics, with Catholic Answers Live, getting great interviews, inspiring people in the faith. So if you allow us to do that, you know, $25, $50 a month goes an incredibly long way.
It does. And, you know, right now we have 3 radio channels, and our app is available around the world. I have donors that have been able to pick it up in China, which is a small miracle, given that they often will block people's ability to pick up any Christian or Catholic apps or radio in
Amazing.
China. And we have 11 local shows, and we have 14 soul nourishing events that go on, you know, for our community. And so we're out there, and we're trying to make a difference. We're at the parish level. We're doing good work for the diocese. We announce Dowling football games and sport activities mm-hmm. and everything that they have going on in their facility. And
a lot of donors, you know, donate because of Dowling Catholic football. You know, that's the only thing I've heard some donors say before. It's the only thing we listen to is we tune in the fall for Dowling Catholic football. My son or daughter used to play, or we love hearing, you know, Mark on there calling the games. So, you know, everyone's kind of got their pocket or their shows that they like to listen to, and you're supporting those shows. You know, if your favorite show is Catholic Women Now or The Uncommon Good, and you give $25, you know, you can think of it in the way that I'm giving to support this show, so it continues to remain on the air. But, you know, this is a big time for us, friends, and we come on a couple times. Bell, I know you're coming on again next week, just to kind of prepare us and to start thinking of what it is that you can give, you know, and start praying about that. You know, maybe make that a conversation with your spouse tonight, or start thinking about that tonight. What am I able to give? And what I like to ask, Bell, and I think you'd be fine with this, is ask people to give 10% more than what they gave last year.
Absolutely. If right now you're, you know, giving a gift, are you able to increase it by $10, $15, $20 per month? It makes a huge difference for us in achieving our mission. We do have just general costs to turn on the lights and have computers and the phones plugged in. And
right. Right. I mean, if you give it $100, would $10 more break the bank? Now, some people, they wouldn't be able to do it. I get that. Many people are on fixed incomes or just, you know, aren't able to increase their pledge. That's fine. I totally understand that. But some wouldn't notice, you know, that are able to give $100 or that are given $300, given an extra $10 or $20. You know, you just incremental increases like that go a very long way for us. We start to notice those. You know, over the course of the years, we really do. And you know, we see donors who started at $25 and now they're up to $115 or $125 over the last 5 years. You know, that goes a very long way. Think of it like inflation, right?
Right.
So what is it like for you before I give listeners kind of a sneak peek into your world? What's it like leading up to a carathon for Bell Chase, the director of development?
You know, we start several weeks out. About 8 weeks out, we start preparing our, you know, list of tasks that we have to do collectively as a staff of, oh gosh, what are we at now? About 12
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
And each of us have particular areas that we're in charge of, and those group meetings and those tasks have to be completed just in order to prepare to be on the air for the Carathon week.
You've been meeting weekly for weeks now. I get those emails, and you have been making phone calls, and we already have challengers. If there are others that want to be challengers, because challengers is a big thing for us here at Iowa Catholic Radio, what a challenge gift is?
It's money that we use as matching funds.
Yep. So, when you hear certain hours are doubled, it's because of someone that says, I want to match funds that come in over the air. So already right now, we're starting to get our challenger dollars. If you're able to give, is it the $500 level and up?
Yes.
Okay. So if you're able to give at the five, I was talking to someone at the fair, and she was telling me that she does this. She gives $500, and she just started, I think, a year or two ago, and loves the matching dollars, loves giving it, because it, it always inspires some phone calls when you know that people up to a certain amount will match what you get for that hour. That goes a long way. So
no gift is too small.
Yeah.
And the impact that you have to enable us to keep our local shows on the air, to keep us in the parishes and the schools. And, we have Downland Catholic High School students come over every week during the school year. Is it Thursdays, John?
Yep, every Thursday.
And, we're really into the educational piece as well. And, that might be planted on your heart that you like to support, nonprofits that help kids in education, and that's something we do as well, as far as giving them the in-studio experience.
Yep, and we have a lot of fun with it, too. You get to know the kids throughout the year, and it's fun to be able to see them start, and sometimes they're a little nervous, and then, at the end, they're just very comfortable on the air. But the two guys that were here to be introduced, these guys are fireballs. They are going to have a lot of fun this year. In fact, I'm thinking of not even booking 745 guests, because they are excited to be on. They were really a lot of fun. We've had a lot of really good kids come on the show every Thursday. So that's just one area, folks, that you're supporting. Dowling Catholic High School. You're supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, of course. It goes a long way. Every gift that you're able to give, start thinking about it now if you can for us. If you would like to be a challenger, I'd like you to give a text to 515-223-1150 with the amount you're able to give, $5,000. I'm just going to start there. What? Let's get a $5,000 challenger.
Have a matching gift.
Yeah, $1,000. You can give. We have people that give $2,500 matching gifts, $1,000 matching gifts, $500 matching gifts. Right there is that level. If you're able to be a matching donor and you want to be a challenger, $500 and up, text in to 515-223-1150. Say, I can be a challenger. $500, $1,000, $15, $2,000, whatever it is, or give us a call at 515-223-1150. If you text, we'll reach right back out to you and get everything all set up. Bell Chase, you're always working hard for Iowa Catholic Radio. Can't do it without you.
Thank you. Well, we're all a team. A great team.
Yep. Bell Chase, everyone. God bless you. All right, coming up at 7:45 today, friends, Giancarlo Bernini, love the name, Catholic magician. He's been featured on Penn & Teller, friends. He uses magic to evangelize his Catholic faith, and we're going to talk to him about how he does just that here on this Friday, August 16th. Boy, that 7:45 is going to be a fun one today. Don't go anywhere. John Lee and Eddie in the Morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you to Dr. Stephanie Mohan and Plaza Dental Group for underwriting the show. Experience is the name of the game. Their team of dentists follows a comprehensive approach so that each and every patient, every single one of you that walks through their doors, are insured in extensive care, quality dental services. Now, my wife was telling me, she's a dental hygienist there, and she was telling me it's really busy right now because everyone's trying to get in before school. So give them a call if you can at 612-7148, dmsmiles.com. It's packed, but, that's the way the summers work, dmsmiles.com.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Some Pharisees approached Jesus and tested him, saying, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any cause whatever?" He said in reply, "Have you not read that from the beginning the Creator made them male and female, and said, 'For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh'? So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, man must not separate." They said to him, then why did Moses command that the man give the woman a bill of divorce and dismiss her? He said to them, because of the hardness of your hearts, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, and marries another, commits adultery. His disciples said to him, if that is the case of a man with his wife, it is better not to marry. He answered, not all can accept this word, but only those to whom that is granted. Some are incapable of marriage because they were born so, some because they were made so by others, some because they have renounced marriage for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Whoever can accept this ought to accept it. The Gospel of the Lord. Regardless of whatever rules man can concoct, Jesus explains what divorce was and is never meant to be. In no way is this to be understood as advocating for anyone in an abusive relationship to remain there. He does, however, reaffirm the permanency of marriage as a sacrament, unless it was unlawful in the first place, until death, and underscores its complementarity with the other vocations that practice celibacy.
At Golden Rule, you already know we obey the rules to live by. We know that there are no medals for providing outstanding customer service. It's just what you do when your customers are like family. That's why we provide state-of-the-art training for all of our employees. From customer service to routine maintenance and new equipment, you can always count on Golden Rule. And by taking care of our family, we can take better care of yours. I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
50 years ago, tuition and costs at Catholic elementary schools were mostly absorbed by parishes. Now, higher salaries for lay teachers and new technologies have greatly increased the cost for families. Hi, I'm Jean Wells at the Catholic Tuition Organization, and my job is to reduce tuition costs for families and award great tax credits to generous donors. Want to help? Please donate today at ctoiowa.org. Let's do this for the kids and their future.
Thank you for joining me today, friends. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. It is Friday, August 16th. We made it, everyone. Thank you to Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for underwriting the show. Let's emphasize the cooling part with the heat today, right? Household plumbing, vital for everyday convenience and comfort. Most of us don't know something goes wrong until it actually does. Then we get angry. Trusted plumbers with the experience necessary to ensure that doesn't happen. GoldenRulePHC.com. That's GoldenRulePHC.com. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our morning to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to James Olson in for Mark Amadeo.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
You told me his real name. I love that name, man. I love that name.
That's fine. I just don't use it on the radio because it's not a radio name.
Jimmy Olson. That's true.
See?
Yeah, James flows a little bit.
He could be James the Lesser.
James the Lesser. Jimmy Olson.
James the Liar. Oh, wait a minute.
I like the name. Solid biblical name right there, James.
Yeah, I'm not denying that. Yeah, I just
never used it.
No, I was named after my grandfather, and I was either Jim or Jimmy. In fact, it's funny, if you run into anybody that I went to high school with,
yeah,
because I went by Jim for years. Always, it was Jim. Hmm. So I run into people I go to high school with, and they're calling me Jim. So if you or me were hanging out, you're used to hearing Jimmy, and they're like, "Hey, Jim," and you're like,
When did it change?
It changed in around 2000. I was working at a radio station, and another Jim came in, and he'd been using Jim for years.
Okay. I love these stories.
Just to kind of create a separation, which I didn't care. I'm like, I'll change mine. So then I went from Jim Olson and became Jimmy Olson.
So for the last 19 years, you've been known as Jimmy.
Yeah, well, I mean, longer than that, 46. But yeah, on the radio for the last,
Mom and Dad call you?
They call me Jim or Jimmy, or
okay.
Unless I'm in trouble, then it's James. I guess that would be the other part. I mean, that name's only used when, you know, my James, like what, you know, actually, or the joke was with my dad when I got my permit and I started driving him everywhere because I got, you know, home James. I'm like, you're funny.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Jimmy Olsen. It's a good radio name, Jimmy.
It is. It is. I mean, you know, embracing the whole Superman thing. It finally happened.
There you go. There you go.
From the Channel 13, the weather desk, meteorologist Megan Selwa. It is 66 at the Iowa Catholic Radio Mercy One studio. Mix of sun and clouds today, a high of 82. Then tonight, going to drop to about 62 with a few clouds hanging around. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms. What's going to happen in the afternoon? A high of 84. We're looking ahead to Sunday, showers and thunderstorms likely early, a high of 88. And then by Monday, mix of sun and clouds and a high of 92. It is day number 9 of the Iowa State Fair as we get into the final weekend. Stopping by the fair today or anytime this weekend. Be sure to make your way to the Iowa Catholic Radio booth on the west side of the Annenville Rally stage this morning at 9 in the Heartland with Bishop Pates. We'll be live at the Iowa State Fair. Yesterday at noon, Iowa became the 11th state to allow sports betting. Betting is allowed on professional, collegiate, and international sports events. Iowa also legalized fantasy sports contests and internet fantasy sports betting. The outlets of Des Moines and Altoona announced yesterday plans to open a Kate Spade New York store. Kate Spade, best known for handbags, jewelry, footwear, home decor, and more. Kate Spade joins Polo, Ralph Lauren, Michael Kors, Brooks Brothers, Tommy Hilfiger, and all the other stores at the outlets of Des Moines. Kate Spade New York is expected to open in November. Today's sports report brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Iowa Cubs played yesterday and lost to Memphis 5-0 going into Major League. I'm going to do this really slow just for John. The Cubs lost to the Phillies 7-5. If John hadn't heard that yet, I just thought, you know. And then the Twins beat the Rangers 13-6. The Cardinals lost to the Reds 2-1. And then the White Sox also lost to the Angels 8-7. Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar, it was the boys' golf season opener yesterday, and Dowling lost Ames by 7 strokes. Our next high school sports broadcast on Iowa Catholic Radio is the Dowling Catholic High School football season opener Friday, August 30th against Waukee Valley Stadium. Kickoff at 7, broadcast starts at 6:30 right here on Iowa Catholic Radio from the Channel 13 weather desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa. 66 is where we are now at the Iowa Catholic Radio Mercy One studio. Mix of sun and clouds today and a high of 82. This has been your Iowa Catholic Radio news, weather, and sports update. I'm John Leonetti in the morning. We'll have traffic next. For Mark Amadeo, I'm Jimmy Olson.
Iowa Catholic Radio news and sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Looks to be a good Friday morning. I bet you people are burning some vacation days because it's still running pretty smooth on 235. Only about an 8-minute drive from the west mixer to downtown. 7 minutes from the east mixer to downtown on 235. No other problems to pass along. But remember, all that extra traffic around the fairgrounds if you're heading out there. So plan extra time to get out to the Iowa State Fair. Thanks to Builder Ken Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Ken has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to your Saint of the Day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
In addition to being a saint, he was the first king of Hungary. St. Stephen of Hungary today was a son of a pagan chieftain and was baptized Catholic at the age of 10. When he assumed his father's role, he quickly converted his whole tribe to Catholicism, and he petitioned Rome to become a Christian king. On Christmas Day in 1001, Stephen was crowned King of Hungary. Stephen governed by a particularly strict code. He suppressed pagan worship and ordered everyone but priests to religious and religious to marry. Of every 10 towns, one had to build a church and support a priest. Several times under disguise, he would leave his royal house and travel among the poor, giving out his money and goods to people who desperately needed them. In 1031, his son Emmeric died, and the rest of Stephen's days were embittered by controversy over his successor. His nephews even attempted to kill him. He died in 1038 and was canonized along with his son Emmeric in 1083, saints in the Catholic Church. We ask today Saint Stephen and Emmerich of Hungary to pray for us. Amen. And a big thank you to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting our Saint of the Day, a deacon here in Des Moines. Thank you for all you continue to do to be able to help us here continue forward. 224-1776. That's 224-1776. All right, when we come back, we've got a Catholic magician on the show. Giancarlo Bernini is going to be on. Astounded international audiences all over the world, friends. And he's even been on Penn and Teller. On there's a feature on Church Pop when he was on that show. How he uses and why he's chosen to use magic to evangelize his Catholic faith. We're going to have that for you coming up right after this. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the Morning right here on this Friday, August 16th. And a big thank you to R&R Realty Group for underwriting the show. R&R Realty. You know, Brett Bosworth sits at the seat of the board here, and he's helped us a lot. We have some incredible businessmen and women, friends, that are behind the scenes to make Iowa Catholic Radio what it has become. Three radio stations that you hear over the air. We've got a thriving app, 12-plus people that are working, volunteering, and helping here for Iowa Catholic Radio. And we can't do it without the people that really sit at the table and really try to put all the pieces of the puzzle together. R&R Realty, since 1985, staff knowledge, experience, buying power, effective vendor management, and more. RRRealty.com. Thanks again for underwriting the show. That is RRRealty.com. Your Diocesan Minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Friday, August 16th. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. Tomorrow, Father Anthony Adibe celebrates the anniversary of his ordination to the priesthood. Father Adibe serves as chaplain at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Happy anniversary, Father, and thank you for answering your vocation call. Are you going to be at the Iowa State Fair early Sunday morning? If so, stop by Pioneer Hall for Mass. It begins at 7:15. Bishop-elect William Johnson's ordination and installation is just a little over a month away on Friday, September 27th at 2 p.m. You can join in on the excitement with the Diocese of Des Moines by watching the live stream of this historic event on our website and Facebook page. Tune in the Heartland with Bishop Pates this morning at 9 a.m. live from the Iowa State Fair. Bishop Pates will be visiting with some young Catholics from our diocese who have been showing their animals at the fairgrounds. That's this morning at 9 a.m. right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Thank you to R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities have unique amenities and award-winning property management. Sierra Point and Country Club Village Apartments in West Des Moines and residents at 62W and Winwood Apartments in Johnston. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities wants you to love where you live. Learn more at rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com. Find out how you can support Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
Ladies, please join us for the next Mosaic Luncheon on Thursday, September 5th from 12 to 1 at Sacred Heart Church. We will be featuring Soul Core, a movement to nourish your body, mind, and soul through exercise and the prayers of the rosary. Reserve your seat today at iowacatholicradio.com or call 223-1150.
We are trying to get a hold of Giancarlo Bernini. He is a Catholic magician featured on the Penn and Teller show. We're going to try to keep trying to get a hold of him. In the meantime, we'll talk all about the Assumption yesterday. Father, you said you had Mass, let's see, on the eve of the Assumption and then yesterday morning. Is that right?
Yep.
You said nice turnout?
Yeah, seemed like it.
Good.
Yeah.
There was a good turnout last night at St. Pius when we went, and I think there was, I want to say there were probably one or two more masses throughout the day, but hopefully you were able to make it to the solemnity yesterday. Father, the solemnity means, in layman's terms, really important, right?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It's so we have multiple levels of the liturgy,
feast days,
if you will. Yeah. And solemnity is the highest, and then there's feast, and then memorial, and then even within the memorials, there are optional memorials.
Mm-hmm. So. Father Ryan Andrew did a phenomenal job. Let me just say that again: a phenomenal job of really helping us understand the first and second reading. And especially then tying that into the gospel and seeing Mary's place here in salvation history. And, you know, it's so important that we rehash this, that we understand it, we as Catholics. And I kind of looked around as Father was going through chronologically, you know, starting with the first reading and then moving to the second and the gospel and helping us really kind of break open the scriptures. I was looking around at some people's faces, and man, you could just see them staring straight at them. He was so engaging with this because I think people really want to come to understand the Blessed Mother a little bit more mm-hmm. and what role she plays. Have you noticed that?
There's a tremendous amount, I think, for some people, of confusion as to who she is, why she's so venerated mm-hmm. and in a way worshipped. Not that we worship her the same way we do Jesus, because one thing that we can always and should always go back to is that she is not who she is without him.
Right.
And she knows it. She'd be the first one to tell us that, mm-hmm. probably. Even in her Magnificat, which was the gospel reading yesterday, she says, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord." And it starts out with her referring to herself, yes, but why is she doing what she's doing? It's because of him.
Yeah.
And how great and glorious he is. And then it goes on to, she just goes through and he has done this. He has cast down the mighty and so forth. And
I don't know if this is going to come out right, but I think, you know, our Lord, and we see this, chooses to work his power in greater ways through the intercession of certain people. Mm-hmm. We've seen that. And Our Lady is the prime example of that. That right. Our Lord, because remember, this isn't, as you said, Our Lady's power. It's Our Lord's power magnified through her, right? I've always said, when you say the name of Mary, you're saying the name of Jesus with exclamation points, because this is, you know, she is the model, the example of what all of us can and are called to be. And we see that, you know, the church and our Lord assuming her body and soul into heaven makes that very clear to us that, you know, here we have the total package, if you will, of the Christian life and what this really can and should look like. And our Lord has chosen to work through her in those beautiful ways. But last night I was really moved by Father Ryan Andrews talking about her power. You know, he said, I want you to imagine, you know, there's the dragon in sacred scripture and, you know, putting enmity between mother and son. But there's the mother giving birth, the 12 stars above her head. And, you know, the dragon is there representing evil, Satan, to devour, you know, her, to devour the church. And yet it's the power of Our Lady, of our Lord through Our Lady there that always defeats the devil. Father Ryan Andrew was talking about, you know, the Ark of the New Covenant, that she is the fulfillment of that Ark of the New Covenant. Here we have the Ark, which held the, you know, in the Old Testament held the remnants of the Ten Commandments stones. It was God's presence. It was God's things held right here in the Ark. You know, they took the Ark into battle. And whenever they took the Ark into battle, that they always won. But there were times when they lost it, and now they're still trying to find it, you know, the Babylonian exile, where it was lost for good. And, you know, here we have Our Lady is the new Ark of the Covenant. You know, David's dance, his leap for joy there at the Ark of the Covenant in the Old Testament. What happens when Our Lady, pregnant, brings our Lord in the presence of John the Baptist and St. Elizabeth? John leaps, right? That's John's version of David's dance in front of the Ark of the Covenant. Here is the Ark. Here's what houses God himself, the new Ark of the Covenant, God's presence, the first tabernacle, if you will. was Our Lady. And, you know, knowing that, I think we as Catholics, we have to come to better understand that and the place she has in our lives. So last night when I was praying with my family, man, I was on fire. I was invoking her intercession for my family, the power of Our Lady's prayers to come upon our family. And I want you to do that too, friends. You know, if you need a little bit of your family's maybe going through some difficult times, maybe you got a marriage that's really going through a difficult time right now, I want you today to invoke the powerful intercession of Our Lady. Invite Our Lady's prayers. Invite Our Lady's presence into your marriage, into your family, into your friends, sons and daughters, family members who have left the Catholic faith, and know that she wants them back more than you ever could. What do you think?
Tremendous. Yeah, that's a good connection too, with David dancing and John the Baptist leaping in the womb. And consider how unselfish she was, especially as young as she was. Traditionally, she's thought to have been maybe as early as 14 years old when she's pregnant.
Yeah.
And here she's, instead of holing up at home, she's going out and risking her life to possibly robbers and people who might try to do worse to her on the way to see Elizabeth. And she's more concerned, as you made a good point, she's so willing to bring Jesus to people. That she's willing to risk her life that way.
Yes, she was.
And likewise, as you just said, when we take that time and ask for her intercession, she won't fail to bring him to us.
Yeah, Our Lady is willing to go into the battlefield for all of us. You know, again, here's the correlation, and this is what Father Ryan Andrew was really hashing out last night. But you know, where did they take the Ark of the Covenant? They took the Ark of the Covenant into battle every time. Why? Because they always won. What battles are you facing right now, friends? What battle is going on in your life? Bring the new Ark of the Covenant in. Invite Our Lady into that battle. And as we know, with her, with our Lord, we are always victorious. You know, our Lord always says yes to her. Always. You know, because her prayers are perfect. And so we want to continue to bring her into the battlefield here, into our church, into the world, into our families. We ask Our Lady to constantly be praying for us. Jimmy Akin, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through all this, but Jimmy Akin has a nice piece on the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. He does his, you know, 8 or 10 or 12 things that you can know about a certain devotion or something when it comes to the Catholic faith. And he put one up. I believe this was written a long time ago, but it was reprinted by the National Catholic Register. And the Assumption of Mary, 12 things to know and share. And I want to just point out a few of these while we have time. If you're wondering, we were unable to get a hold of Giancarlo Bernini. We're going to reschedule him because I'm really interested in his magic and how he uses it to evangelize. But you know, we'll talk about someone more important than any of us, and that's Our Lady. The Assumption of Mary, here's the official teaching of the Catholic Church, okay? The Immaculate Mother of God, the ever-Virgin Mary, having completed the course of her earthly life, was assumed body and soul into heavenly glory. Now, what level of authority, Jimmy says, does this teaching have? Well, this teaching was infallibly defined by Pope Pius XII on November 1st, 1950, in his papal bull, Most Bountiful God. As Pope Pius the 12th explained, this is, quote, divinely revealed dogma. What does that mean? It means that you and I have no choice but to believe it. It is imperative that Catholics believe this. This is not an optional belief, kind of like the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity. That's not optional to believe. This means a dogma in the proper sense, that's a matter of faith that has been divinely revealed by God. This is not just the Pope deciding he's going to come up with some kind of new law or new teaching of the Church. What do we see? We always see truth being revealed. Truth is not created. Right? We don't come up with truth. That's relativism. Truth is revealed. Who is it revealed by? Almighty God. We just receive the truth. This is why certain teachings, you know, Pope Francis, Benedict XVI, John Paul II, when they've been asked, can these change? The answer, in fact, Pope Francis did this a couple years ago when it came to the all-male priesthood. He said, I don't have the authority to change that. I don't have the authority. I can't. And here's the Pope. You think, well, he could change anything he wants, right? He's the Pope. He's the boss. He's the CEO. He can't. He said it himself, John Paul II, Benedict, on certain church teachings. This would be one of those. All right, does that mean, Jimmy Akin says, it is an ex cathedra statement and that we have to believe it? Yes. Well, sorry, I got ahead of myself. And he goes into how that works and looks. Does dogma require us to believe that Mary died? This is the one I'll end with, because this is interesting. So he says, it is the common teaching that Mary did die. In the work of Fundamentals of Catholic Dogma, Ludwig Ott lists this teaching as, in Latin, the more common opinion. Although it is the common understanding of that Mary did die, and although her death is referred to in some of the sources Pope Pius XII cited in his papal bull, he deliberately refrained from defining this as a truth of the faith. John Paul II said on November 1st, 1950, in defining the dogma of the Assumption, Pius XII avoided using the term resurrection and did not take a position on the question of the Blessed Virgin's death as a truth of faith. So we are not required to believe that Mary actually died. The common belief is that she did. But what we do understand that has been divinely revealed is that even after death or before, her body was assumed fully into heaven, body and soul. So there we have it. And again, thus showing what it is at the end of where we're going to be. Ooh, that was fun.
It's probably good to note that even though that was declared in 1950, this is a tradition that goes way back to the early church. It's affirmed here with this declaration and kind of set in the stone, so to speak.
You can go to the National Catholic Register to go through all of them. It's a good exegesis there on the Assumption of Our Lady. Friends, that puts this show, this week, in the books. Thanks for tuning in all week long, as I know many of you faithfully do here to Iowa Catholic Radio. Father Andrew, Deacon Tony, great work this week. Father Andrew, would you give us your blessing?
Certainly. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Friends, make it a great Friday. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today. Many a dream has died. Like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known.
John Leonetti in the Morning is sponsored by R&R Realty Group, Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Plaza Dental Group, and Blessman International.